You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Welcome to Volunteer Centre Camden's Volunteering Is. We help you find ways to give and gain through volunteering in Camden.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
Hello, we're hearing today from Samantha McNeil, a volunteer who moved into paid work as a volunteer coordinator with Clean Break. You've been busy.
Yes, I certainly have. Busy as in terms of just enjoying and being passionate and just being and caring about the role that I do and working with the women here at Clean Break as well and giving them, you know, just sharing my experience and encouraging them to get more involved in volunteering. So today I accompany two of our students that are interested in doing some front of house in conjunction with our production of Joanne. It was amazing, it was very engaging, it was funny, the women loved it, they're very excited about volunteering. The induction went very, very well and I was very pleased with it. But that's one of my roles, one of my responsibilities is accompanying our current volunteers or former volunteers to support them when they're doing their inductions so they're clear on what their roles and responsibilities are as a volunteer. But also they are advocates for Clean Break.
What are Clean Break's aims?
We're a very unique, beautiful, amazing theatre company. We're based in Kentish Town in Camden. It's an organisation for women only. It's run by women as well. All our staff members are women. All our freelance tutors are women. Run an arts-based courses for our women. It's part of their rehabilitation. So when I say our women, our students, these are women that have had experience through or at risk or through the criminal justice system. That could be through mental health, drugs or alcohol. It could be through domestic violence. So we work with so many different agencies in the London boroughs. They can be self-referred or they can be referred to us through their key worker, their probation or their support worker. We have lots of links and communications with the women's prisons as well. So the courses that we run here could be anything from dancing, singing, acting, writing, women and anger, self-development. And also we run our volunteering program as well, which is called Stage Work. So it's a Stage Works volunteering program. We work with former students. We work with current students. We invite them to an information session, which we host once every 4 months. And we just talk about in terms of what the trainings involve, the induction, how to get involved with volunteering, what is volunteering about, what are the benefits from volunteering, what can you as a potential volunteer contribute to the organisation, what type of volunteering you'd like to do, is it creative, is it to do with theatre, we talk about training, we talk about polishing up your CV or creating a CV, we talk about your roles and your responsibilities and then we highlight the placements that are available, the support you get from the volunteering team as well, buddying, so you're working, if you want to work with a volunteer that you get on very well, we, you know, we encourage you to work with them together. We do say that some of the placements are in the evenings on weekends. We do take into consideration and traveling time and we do support you with your lunch and your travel expenses as well. But we also say that we want you to have a great time, you know, on volunteering. And some of the women do ask, oh, is there any way that we could get work through employment through volunteering? We said that, and there's always opportunities for that. That's one of our key aims, is to support women through volunteering to further on in terms of looking for employment.
How did you come to Clean Break?
The job centre in Barnsby were very helpful. They encouraged me to go on some work placements just to utilise my skills again in administration, because raising a young family, I forgot how to type, I forgot how to use a computer, all that. But it all slowly came back once I started going on my placements. I was encouraged to do some volunteering, which I did. Some were hit and miss. It's nice to have some bad experiences through volunteering because you learn. You learn so much. You are aware when you go into your next placement. You're aware of what to do, what the surroundings are, what the environment is, you know, how to be more assertive in terms of, well, actually, I don't feel comfortable in doing this placement. I was looking for a placement. I didn't know who Clean Break were. I didn't know anything about them. But then as I started to get into my role, I felt the organisation was very supportive in terms of working with women with offending background. And I started out as a student support volunteer, mainly just doing a lot of admin work. So I was supporting the receptionist as well during her lunch breaks. So that gave me a bit more experience in terms of doing face-to-face, answering the phones, taking messages, and really getting to know the company as a whole and other work that they do within the company. And then one day they offered me a job. They thought, wow, after a year of working as a volunteer, me as a job? No, wow, come on, you know the building, you have a beautiful rapport, you're always smiley, you seem to really enjoy what you do. And I thought, oh my God, I mean, yeah, because they offered me 4 days part-time as an administrator. Very nervous my first day, but I thought I can do it. And that continued on for 11 years. So I did work my way up the ladder, and my last position was as an office administrator, because I took on so many responsibilities, and one of those was managing volunteers, catering volunteers and admin volunteers, which I so much enjoy. Then it came to the point where I wanted to do something different in my life. I knew it was still around volunteering and working with offenders, so I got in touch with Volunteer Centre Camden, and they were very supportive. And so with Volunteer Centre Camden, it was great. I became a brokerage assistant, and it enabled me to do one-to-ones with potential volunteers that were looking for placements in the Camden Borough. Loved it. It was a fantastic way of engaging, and I loved the one-to-ones and supporting and advising potential volunteers. The most challenging for me was volunteers that English wasn't their first language, and I loved working with those kind of client groups. Then, obviously, I did that for a few years, getting as much training as I could and the right qualifications. And then another opportunity came, Volunteer Centre Camden. One of the managers created volunteer coordinators. Great, this is what I want to do. So I took upon the training for about a year. I approached Clean Break. They were very happy, very delighted for me, because I worked there for so many years. And they said, great, you know, we want you to come on board, because the volunteering program's kind of like just gone dead. So I came on board as a volunteer, and I just started engaging with the women. The target numbers started to build up again. And then my placement came to an end, which I was really sad about. So then last year, 2014, a couple of months after my placement, to my surprise, they offered me a job. And I was very emotional. I was so happy. I was very ecstatic. I thought, oh my God, I can't believe it. They believe in me. You know, this is a different role, different capacity to what I used to do at Clean Break. And since then, I've been in my role for coming up to 2 years in April. I love what I do. I enjoy what I do. And I love working with the women in terms of around volunteering and just engaging with different theatre companies, different community centres, just different organisations in Camden and other London boroughs, and just forming that relationship with Clean Break and just getting our volunteers, our trained, experienced women to do some volunteering, which is something they've never done before. They haven't done it for a long time, but they just want to get back involved again.
What advice would you give to people who are volunteering, they'd like to move into paid work?
Okay. Don't give up. I mean, I'm a living example, and I believe in volunteering. I found previous jobs through volunteering, and what I'm doing now, in my current role, is through volunteering. You know, I love volunteering. I mean, I volunteer at the Roundhouse as a front of house usher. At the Royal Opera House, I volunteer as well. I find volunteering very exciting and very motivating as well. And believe me, you can find work. And yes, I can still continue volunteering with Volunteer Centre Camden, and that's on a monthly basis with the volunteer fairs.
Where can listeners find out more about volunteering at Clean Break?
There's a few avenues that you can explore in terms of how you want to get involved with us at Clean Break. First of all, you have to be female. And secondly, if you have a passion about working in the arts, in theatre, in the criminal justice system, and you have experience working with vulnerable adults, those are added bonuses as well. How to get involved? Just check our website, www.cleanbreak.org.uk. And my contact details are on the website as well.
Samantha, thank you very much for your passion and your advice.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you.
If you'd like to find out about other ways to volunteer or your organisation looking for volunteers, visit Volunteer Centre Camden's website on volunteercentrecamden.org.uk, which also has details of our monthly volunteering fairs. Or you can arrange a one-to-one meet-up by ringing us on 020 7424 9990. Or why not email us at info@volunteercentrecamden.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and do get in touch to tell us your volunteering stories.